the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for the last word on travel with Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie. And we're getting to some essentials, I think, this week, Sarah. Very important for the many listeners who will be heading off on some sort of holiday at some stage, hopefully over the summer months. Things like travel essentials such as baggage. Because just how strict are the likes of Ryanair and Aer Lingus these days when it comes to the cabin bag you bring on?
Yes, Matt, there seems to be an awful lot of publicity about it. You've seen lots of viral videos going around with people having to pay €75 at the gate or taking the wheels off their bags and things like that. Ryanair haven't actually changed the size of their cabin baggage. It's still exactly the same as it's always been, 55 centimetres by 40 by 20. That's the 10 kilo case. But whether, you know, some companies are making them too big, or I'm not sure people are not checking the measurements when they buy them, but they do seem to be clamping down a little bit more. There has been a lot of stories of people getting caught. So it's just really important that you measure your case. And that could be like the handle could be too high, or the wheels could be sticking out. It has to be those measurements to fit in. So just check what you have, check online when you buy them and make sure it's the right size, or you could get stuck paying that €75 charge at the gate.
You have a cheap one you like, which you feel fits exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different cases, but definitely where Ryanair really, really do, what they do really well is they give you a really generous free allowance for to fit under the seat. So it's a small backpack that I shared last year, actually, on Instagram, and it just kind of went a bit viral, to be honest. But it's a really, really good bag. We have four of them. All four of us in the family use them all the time. They're handy if you're just going on a short weekend and just don't want to pay for luggage. Or they can be used with your 10kg bag so you don't have to pay for a larger suitcase. They're €22 and they actually fit so much. It's really, really good. It's
linked What's the name of them? Website. And where did you get them?
Well, this one is a Ryanair. It's just called, the name of it is obviously the name of the company, Vimic. But it's like 7,000 reviews on Amazon. Like really, really, everyone who I've recommended buy it have all come back to me and said it's a great bag. So yeah, I can definitely recommend that 100%. And I have some other recommendations on luggage from the expensive side down to the cheap side, but just make sure that they fit those measurements. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, because this is Vimikiv. That's the name of the company, the Ryanair cabin bag, €22, which thing. Yeah. But you've then got something like the Samsonite Light Shock Spinner S suitcase at the extraordinary price of €275. Would that fit according to the Ryanair and Aer Lingus cabin baggage allowance?
This is that these are just, I have a section on different types of luggage. This is the gold standard that you can get. They're made with these curved material. These are actual suitcases. So if you want to splash out, if you travel a lot or your bag, you're tired of them breaking or getting zips breaking and all this kind of stuff, and you want a really, really good bag, I can highly recommend the Samsonite Light ones. But there are some plenty of cheaper alternative. The Cool Life suitcases are really good value. They're hard, lightweight, scratch resistant, come in lots of different colours, so not just your bland black and navy, and they're only €62, and they do the right sizes as well. So that's, I mean, there's lots of different ones. Just make sure you get a light one, and always check the reviews, and then most importantly check the measurement size.
Okay, other travel accessories, you have a thing called the Luxmere Travel Wallet, which is a family passport holder. Tell us why you think this might be a good idea.
Well, I was surprised when I posted about the bag. I said, I asked people what else they were interested in. And so many people came back with family passport holders. I thought now, since you had your boarding passes on your phone, they weren't as important, but everybody wants them. So I have a good one. It's called a Luxmere. It's a few different things. It holds five passports. So if you have a family, it's very handy. Also has pockets for change. So if you go to the UK a lot or the States and you want to keep your dollars and your change, you can leave them in there. And it also has that RFID blocker, which protects your information from being scanned. And one of the little gadgets I love about it is it has a little key ring holder. So, you know, when you park your car and you don't know where to put your keys, or if you just leave them there, when you come back in the airport, they're in the same place. You're not looking for them. So I just find it a handy gadget. Again, it's only €19. It's just one of those things that we always travel with as a family.
OK, what's the Bag Smart Compression Packing Cube?
Again, packing cubes, I probably wouldn't be an expert packer. I wouldn't be one of these people who do these amazing videos or anything. But I am a bit late to the party when it comes to packing cubes. I never really, you know, planned my outfits or anything like that. But these new compression packing cubes are actually really, really good. And I got them recently. This is for a set of six. They're between 30 and 35 euro. BagSmart is the name of the company. I've got a few things owned by them. They're actually very good. But they're like double zipped. So they're really handy if you're bringing, like, you know, bulky jackets, particularly like ski gear or anything like that. And they literally compress everything right down. So they really give you loads of space in your cabin bag. And they're really good value. So definitely there's loads of compression, or there's loads of packing cubes out there. But I would say if you're investing in them, get the compression ones because they make a huge difference.
OK, some other travel gadgets. What's the Airfly?
The Airfly is something I might have mentioned before. I think if you're traveling long haul, you just shouldn't leave without it. Because you know those awful earphones you get on the plane to watch movies that nearly hurt your ears and you can't hear them, you're forever fiddling with them. The Airfly is a Bluetooth gadget that you plug it into the back of the telly on your flight, and it connects to your own AirPods or your earbuds, so you can literally watch the movies on the flight while listening to your own earphones, and you don't have to use those. Now, it's expensive for the little gadget. It's like 48 euros, I think. But it's really, really great if you're going long haul. And you can actually get the newer ones now that have like two or three. So if there's a family of you, a few of you going together, you can buy, I think they're about 60 odd, and they'll fit two or three devices. But really, really handy travel gadget.
OK, what about travel adapters?
Yeah, there's loads of different adapters out there again. But there's a lot of the new ones. We all probably have a drawer full of old ones, but you're just never really sure sometimes, particularly if you're going on something like a cruise. It could be an American cruise and you're going, is it a UK plug? Is it Europe or like South Africa or somewhere different? The universal ones cover everywhere. So I think everyone should probably at least invest in one of them. And a lot of the newer ones are about 20 euro, have USB ports as well and USB-C ports. So the one adapter will fit basically anything. So again, it's a handy kind of gadget to have.
Okay, some other things to be done. And I wonder how many people get caught out that their passport isn't the right dated correctly for getting into the country that they're going into. And they look at it, sure, my passport is another 3 months on it, and that doesn't actually work for them.
That's right. A lot of countries, like Turkey is an interesting one, you have to have your passport valid for 6 months after your departure date. So it's really important before you go that you check what used to be the Department of Foreign Affairs website. It's now called the Ireland.ie website, and they have a whole travel information section on it, and they update it regularly. So you'll see any details there. You'll see the details about the States. You still need your STVs to go to the States. Plus a lot of the things that have been updated for travel to the US, like, you know, regarding transgender citizens or about your social media accounts so they can be checked, things like that. It's really important that you check the latest rules and regulations of wherever you're going to, because it really might surprise you. You know, there could be, you know, a local outbreak of something and you may need to get inoculations or things like that. It's a really good website and it's updated regularly.
Is it the case that, though, in going into some countries, they can not only ask to take your phone or your laptop to examine it, but that they can demand your passwords?
Yeah, I mean, this is what's actually on. Now, I've seen a lot of talk about it. I haven't heard it actually happen to anybody. I did see somebody on TikTok going on about it, all right. But for all the people I know who've gone to the States, it hasn't been affected. I've flown twice and, you know, nothing was said to me. But it obviously can happen. They've said they can do it. And it is on the Ireland.ie website that they can do this. And they can check what you've been posting on social media and make decisions about your immigration status that way. So there, you know, it is important to, I suppose, particularly in the current climate, to check and be mindful of what you have in your social media accounts if you are going to the US.
What about travel insurance? What do you recommend in relation to that?
Well, it's the cheapest part of any holiday. So I think, you know, I know people still, it amazes me, people still travel without it, because it can be turn in to be the most expensive part. I mean, you can get the European Health Insurance card that's completely free and it will cover you in public hospitals in Europe, but it won't cover you for private clinics. It wouldn't cover you for air ambulance if you needed to stay longer or, you know, Or like if you had to cancel your holiday for some reason before you go, you know, travel insurance is absolutely vital. And it's, as I said, it starts at about like €15 for a single trip, I think about €50 for an annual trip. So I would say definitely 100% make sure you have it. And just check the terms and conditions in case you have pre-existing illnesses, or if there's like, you know of a volcanic eruption, you know, and you want to take out insurance now, you know, there could be a moratorium in place, so that may not be covered. So just be aware, obviously, of the T's and C's. But yes, absolutely, I always recommend travel insurance.
And one last one, car hire. What about excess insurance? You know, the way you go, you've agreed a price, and then at when you're picking up the car, they offer you increased insurance cover.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one I'm always asked about. And it's really like some companies like Hertz are great. They'll have this fully inclusive rates where they'll include everything. But a lot of companies, you know, if you get the cheapest rental, which a lot of people go for, you will be then, you know, you'll arrive at the desk and they'll say, well, you know, if you have an accident, you'll have to pay us €5,000 or something like that. So people automatically will pay what's called a car hire excess fee. So they may pay like 15 to 30 euros per day so that you don't have to pay this 5,000 charge if you have an accident. But there's an Irish company, carhireaccess.ie, that'll actually insure you for that for €2.99 a day in Europe. So if you are hiring a car, I would say definitely, I actually book it annually, take an annual policy with them every year, but you can do it for the actual length of your trip, pay your €2.99 a day. And then when you are tried to be sold these outrageous premiums at the car hire desk, you can just say, no, I don't need it. You know, so it is a really, really handy thing to have.
Thank you for that. Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.